بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver. Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights, we emphasize the importance of having hopes in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is most ghafoor, Allah is raheem. And especially those who had become despondent and felt that they will not be forgiven, then we explain the importance of turning to Allah and never becoming despondent and having despair, because Allah is ready to forgive us. And then last week, post Ramadan, we explained the importance of having istiqamat now. Steadfastness. We made tawbah, we made istighfar, we enjoyed various ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially roza, fasting, taraweeh, tahajjud salat, tilawat of the Quran, tasbihat, sadaqat, zakat, so many things. Now we have to preserve the noor that we accumulated because of that ibadat of Allah ta'ala we made. And we explained last week that we should not slip now. Don't fall backwards and retrogress and go back to our old habits. We all are aspiring to become the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just a desire that we just express on our tongues, but this is our goal, this is our aim, that we all want to become the true lovers, the ushaq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is our manzil maqsood. So we are on this journey moving towards Allah. We have made tawbah istighfar, and we will continue to make tawbah and istighfar. This must be a daily routine. So we explained last week that we have to get into a routine. Until we're not into a routine, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, preserving, making muhafaza of the ibadat that we made, especially in the month of Ramadan. Now post Ramadan, our salat, we explained that we should hold on to our salat and continue our tilawat of Quran, tahajjud, nawafil, etc. It might not be at the same level and momentum as we did in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan had its own anwarat, barakat. But most important, we said that we have to refrain from sins. My respected friends and elders, this is the main challenge we have in our life. Guna. We have to make ijtinab, parhez. We have to refrain from all type of sins, simply because sins, when we do sins, when we indulge in sins, we are disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, we want to become the lovers of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And on the other hand, we are going to do those things that are going to be in opposition to this by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can we ever become the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Therefore, our effort is to do good deeds, to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, and to refrain from evil deeds, from sins. So if we commit sins, immediate tawbah and istighfar. Don't deliberately commit sins. Person genuinely became overwhelmed by nafs and shaitan, and he slipped into some sin. Stand up, tawbah, istighfar, sincere repentance. Show the signs of nadamat, regret, and continue the journey towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Don't let shaitan make you disillusioned. Don't make shaitan deceive you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Then let not the worldly life deceive you. The glitter, glamour of this dunya, the gold, silver, the treasures of this dunya, it should not take you away and make you ghafil of Allah Rabbul Izzat, of akhirat. Akhirat is where we're going towards. So a person should not become so absorbed and consumed by the dunya, the love of dunya, because it's going to make you ghafil of Allah. It's only a deception. And وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ Al-gharur has a lot of emphasis. The one who deceives a lot. And who is that? Shaitan, Iblis. In the tafsir of this, some of the commentators, ulama, have said that what does shaitan do? Shaitan will tell you to make israr on ma'asiyah. Israr means to persist on sins. He'll tell you, he'll make you, he'll put waswasa in your heart, whisperings, insinuations. Continue sinning, man. Don't worry. Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Allah will forgive you. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving. Indeed, Allah is most merciful. And we emphasize it in the month of Ramadan. That turn to Allah. Make ruju' ila Allah. Inabat ila Allah. Do not become despondent. However, Allah does not want us to just continue sins and just have hope, sit back and have hope that Allah will forgive me. Allah has every power to forgive us. But this is not the normal nizam, the system of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah wants us to obey Him. Allah wants us to refrain from those things He has prohibited. And yes, Allah is most merciful. So we make a slip, we make tawbah, Allah is prepared to forgive. This does not mean we should sit back, relax, and just use this as an excuse. Allah is most forgiving. Allah will forgive me. So let me continue enjoying sins. This is what shaitan deceives us with. So respected friends and elders, the effort we have to make is on our heart. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Inna al-abda idha aznaba dhanban," when banda commits one sin, one guna, "nukitat fi qalbihi nuktatun sawda," one black dot appears on his heart, on his spiritual heart. The cardiologist won't be able to see this black dot. The X-ray and the scans cannot show this black dot. This is a spiritual heart we are talking about. And this is the effort we have to make. So when a person makes one sin, one black dot appears. If he continues sinning, then this black dot grows in size. It becomes larger, 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 and then it covers his entire heart. This is what Allah talks about in the Quran. Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun. Ran here is referring to the corrosion, the rust that has come onto the heart. So kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. The word rain in Arabic refers to the rust, the dirt that has come onto, and the stains that has come onto his heart because of sins, masiyat, dhunub, atham, khati'a. These are all words expressing sins. So when a person commits sin, this is what happens to his heart. His heart becomes black. It becomes covered with darkness. This black dot becomes huge in size. And then the hadith says, but when the banda makes tawbah, wa naza'a, now he pulls back, he refrains from that sin. He was committing a sin, and immediately he makes tawbah, wa naza'a, he moved away from the sin, wa staghfara, he made istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Genuinely, sincerely. He made genuine tawbah. Pulled back from that sin. Refrained from that sin. He felt that nadama, that pain. How could I do such a thing? He made istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suqila qalbuhu. His heart now becomes brightened again. It becomes polished. Becomes polished. So this is the effort we have to make. It's not difficult. May Allah make it easy for me. May Allah make it easy for all of us. All we have to do is please Allah Rabbul Izzat and refrain from all those things that will anger Allah, that will bring about His wrath. A believer fears the azab of Allah Ta'ala. He fears Allah Ta'ala. He loves Allah Rabbul Izzat. He has hopes in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. At the same time, he also has fear that if I commit sin, then Allah is going to become naraz with me. How can I make my Allah naraz? How can I be so disloyal to my Allah when Allah has poured and showered me with so many favors? So He takes and He treats sins as though sins are like mountains over His head. That any time it can fall over Him and it can crush Him. So all the time He's cautious, He's aware. He's conscious about refraining from sins because it is like a mountain over His head. And a fajir, a sinner, and a munafiq, he treats a sin as a fly that settles on his nose and doesn't bother about it. So respected friends and elders, this is what the effort is. We have hopes in Allah's mercy. Now we take that plunge and we come onto this path leading us to Allah Rabbul Izzat. We have come here, we have gathered here for the sake of our islah, the tazkiyah of our heart. And this must be our intention. How I can reach my Allah and how I can please my Allah, how I can gain the marifat of my Allah, how I can become the true lover of my Allah and His Rasulullah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, gunas that we perform has an effect on our heart. And the effect of gunas is worse than poison. Worse than poison. Our mashayikh have written. Worse than poison. The effects of guna, there are various athar and effects of sins onto the person, onto the heart of the person. I will give you one example first. Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi. Very great, pious alim, scholar, muhaddith, faqih. He was very, very pious sage that lived long ago. You'll find his name appearing in the kitabs, especially in hadith kitabs. Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullahi says, حُرِمْتُ قِيَامَ اللَّيْلِ خَمْسَةَ أَشْهُرٍ. I was deprived of tahajjud salah for 5 months. A man would recite, would read tahajjud salah every day of his life. He says, there was a time in my life that I was deprived of reading tahajjud salah, qiyamul layl, for 5 months. Why? He says, one day I saw a person, probably in one gathering, one majlis, and I saw him crying. So the man must have cried out of making tawbah, istighfar. But when I saw him crying, I said to myself, this thought came in my heart, huwa mura'in, he's just showing off. He's not genuine, man. He's just doing it out of ostentation to show the people. On this, Allah deprived me of tahajjud salat for 5 months. Now these are things that we don't even think about. We do it all the time, and I mentioned the cell phone, social media, send as receive, forward as receive. We don't even make tahqeeq. We are badgumani of people. We talk ill of people. What are we achieving? We are achieving absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing. In fact, we are spreading when we're carrying tales and we're making things viral which we haven't even checked up. It doesn't even bother, it should not even bother us. It's not involving us. It's futile matters. Our whole life now is spent with futility. Futile matters. Whole day. Things that are not even important in life for us. Worry about our heart, our islah, our tazkiyah. Remember I mentioned so many times, it's going to be us, you all alone before Allah Rabbul Izzat. Each person. On the day of Qiyamah, nobody can come and help you there. No interpreter, no translator between you and Allah. On that day, no person is going to help you. The man who forwarded you the message, the sister who forwarded you the message, and you sent it forward, and you enjoyed the wrong that was happening. Now nobody is going to assist you now on the day of Qiyam. So why get involved in all those matters? It is time. Time is expiring, believe me. When maut comes, nobody knows. Signs of Qiyamah are there. When Qiyamah will take place, only Allah knows best. But we don't have any more time to now rest. We have to have that himmat and courage, take that plunge to the best of our ability. We are weak. We are very weak. But to the best of our ability, Ya Allah, help me, guide me. Allahumma as'idni bi ta'atik. Wallah, assist me, make me fortunate by obeying you. Wallah, don't deprive me. Don't make me wretched and miserable by disobeying you. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. In any language one. Wallah, have mercy upon me. Help me to obey you, O my Allah. You are my Mola. Ya, I'm your Banda. I'm trying, my Allah. So not just express, I'm trying. We have to make that concerted effort. And this is the key of the heart. Why? The heart is the Badshah, the king of the body. Allah inna fil jasadi mudghatan. In the body there is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, then the entire body becomes correct. The eyes, ears, the feet, private parts, everything will perform correctly. But if this is fasid, if this is corrupt, it's gone rotten, bad, the entire body will become bad. The tongue will speak lies, the eye will see haram, the ears will listen to haram, the hands will go towards haram, the feet will go towards haram. So sins have a detrimental effect on the spiritual heart. Worse than poison. Worse than poison. Ulama say, ظُلْمَةُ الْقَلْبِ, that the heart becomes dark. Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, he mentions, Inna, first he mentions the benefits of hasana, of good deeds. And then he talks about bad deeds. He says, inna li sayyati, verily sayya, guna, it has zulmatan fil qalb. It brings darkness in the heart. Darkness. And he says, washaynan fil wajhi, it will bring ugliness on the face also. Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, the son-in-law of Rasulullah s.a.w., the third Khalifa, Dhul Nurain, married to two daughters of Rasulullah s.a.w., when one passed away, then he married the second one. Ajeeb qualities he had, full of haya, bashfulness, modesty, very, very high caliber sahabi of Rasulullah s.a.w. He's sitting, and people come into the room, and then he looks down, and he says, Ma balu aqwamin, what's happened to people today? I can see zina dripping from the eyes. He could see the person had committed zina. The effects of zina was on the face of that person. So guna makes the face also look ugly. Then wawahnan fil badan, it brings kamzori on the body. It brings weakness in the body. The man could be gymming, but he'll have some weakness. And then he says, وَنَقْسًا فِي الرِّزْقِ, your rosy will become deficient. You will be deprived of the barakah of the rosy. Outwardly, the man seems to be very prosperous in his life and doing very well, and he's got so many businesses and factories and whatever. But he will not be enjoying the barakah of his rosy. And then he says, وَبِغْضَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْخَلْقِ, hatred will be put in the hearts of makhluk for this person. People will not love him. If a person is coming to him, it's because the person needs something from him. Otherwise, the person hates him. Allah subhanahu, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, both have been mentioned. First, the person whom Allah loves, Allah calls her to Jibreel. Oh Jibreel, I love that person. You too must love him. Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes to the sky. Ya ahl as-sama, oh people of the sky, Allah loves that person. You also must love him. The angels begin to love that person. Then even in the world, the person gets maqbooliyat, acceptance in the hearts of people. People flock around him. People come to him. People become attached to him. The converse, when Allah hates a person. And why will Allah hate a person? Because the person is being brazen about sins. He is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not doing anything that is pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat. So, when Allah hates a person, it's a very serious matter. Imagine Allah hating you. Then Allah announces to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I hate that person, you too must hate him. And Jibreel alayhi salam begins to hate this person. And then he announces to the sky, in the people of the sky, the makhluk in the sky, the angels in the sky, Ya Ahl as-sama, in Allah yubghidu fulanan, fa'abghiduhu, Allah hates that person, you too must hate him. Imagine the angels hating that person. Whereas in the Quran, in Surah Ghafir, Allah talks about the angels, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ, those who are holding, carrying the arsh of Allah, those mighty, powerful angels, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and those angels around the arsh, they actually make istighfar for the believers. And here, Allah is making the angels hate that sinner, that gunagar, who is persisting in sins, who doesn't care about Allah Rabbul Izzat. Not the one who's making tawbah and istighfar. Here he is just going, making israr on sins. And then Allah brings hatred in the hearts of the people. People begin to hate that person. May Allah protect us. May Allah save us. So, zulmat in his heart. A person, it is absolutely dark, load shedding. And he's in a very remote area. There is no light whatsoever. He does not have a torch, he doesn't have a candle, no lantern, no lamp. Nothing. Absolutely dark. He's in the jungle. Where is he going to walk? No sense of direction. He will stumble, he will fall, he will trip, he will panic. This is when a person is in darkness. Imagine a person has spiritual darkness. He's got no guidance. Everything is dark around him. So, zulmatun fil qalb. Then, wahshatun baynahu wa bayn Allah. There'll be estrangement between him and Allah. What a serious matter. Now he's getting bored, distance. He's distancing himself away from Allah because of sins. He's committing sins. He's drinking wine, involved in drugs, womanizing, zina, gambling, harming people, deceiving, cheating, not paying them. He's just moving away, away, away from Allah. It is mentioned, مَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ عُقُوبَةً أَعْظَمَ مِنْ قَصْوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَالْبُعْدِ عَنِ اللَّهِ. No person has been given any bigger saza and azab greater than that person whose heart has become hard due to sins, and that person who has now become very distant away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Far away from Allah. There is no love of Allah in his heart. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates estrangement between him and the people also. Even though he's got friends, but when talk about people, ya ulama say, ahlul khair. Good people, pious people. He will never be mixing with them. You'll never find him in gatherings of pious people, of ulama, mashayikh. He won't want to be in that gathering. You'll find him in the club. You'll find him spending nights in some hotel, away from every person in haram pleasures. He will not come in the gathering of dhikrullah. He will not come in the gathering of ta'aleem, halqa of ta'aleem. He won't go in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He won't come into the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll be moving away, away, away from good people. And in fact, you find many times such a person will condemn such good people. He will criticize good people. He'll find faults. This man got a beard, but he's like this, he's like that, she's like that. All the time, you sit with him, he'll only talk negative things of deen, of the people of deen. So see what's happening, what guna, the effects guna has on a person. And then, when a person does one guna, it will lead him to another guna. May Allah protect us. Many people have written, many people have said, that I started taking drugs, and the next thing was zina. Or I started listening to music, and the next thing it took me to some haram. So one guna will draw another guna. Just like how one good deed will bring you to another good deed. So many youngsters and so many people in the month of Ramadan, mashallah, you're fasting. Now that roza brings you in your heart the love for another good deed. Now you're coming to the masjid. Then you're making i'tikaf. Then you're making tilawat of the Quran. So one good deed, just like a good deed brings and draws you to another good deed, like that a bad deed, the punishment of the bad deed, uqubatu sayya, as-sayyi'atu ba'daha. When a man does a bad deed, then the bad deed will draw him to another bad deed. And then it continues and continues and continues. He's going deeper and deeper and sinking more and more and more, slipping more and more away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. Now what happens? Adamu iradatil khair. He doesn't have any irada, intention of doing any good deed. No namaz in his life. Ramadan will come, the whole Ramadan. Never kept even half a fast. Of course, there's no half a fast. He never kept even one roza. There's no irada of khair. It's been snatched away from his heart. And when he commits any sin, there is no nadamat in him. In fact, he'll brag and boast now about the sin. Last night I did this, I did that. That is called mujahara. Hadith of Rasulullah says, Kullu ummati mu'afan illa al-mujahirin. Every ummati of mine is forgiven. Besides those people who are brazen, openly committing sins, and they say, you know what, last night, I did this, I did that. Whereas Allah concealed his sin. Allah out of his kindness, Allah is Sattar al-Uyub. Allah did not expose him. Allah was tolerant. Allah gave him a chance. Allah gave him respite. Allah did not expose him. But this man himself, he wakes up in the morning, and he tears open that barrier, that curtain, that Allah had veiled him with in the night before. And now he is going and bragging to people, Amil tu kada wa kada. Last night I did this and I did that. See how serious he's becoming. Then his matters become difficult for him. His life becomes a mess. Literally it becomes a mess. Nothing is working good for him. He feels like I'm drowning. Yes, I've come to the end of life. Nothing is happening. Why? Go back to the original. Go to the roots. You displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave you respite. Allah loves you. Allah is guiding you. Now, your life becomes a mess. And if the person does not make tawbah istighfar, then he becomes into the captivity of shaitan and his nafs. Who can be a worse prisoner than to be in the cell of shaitan? Shaitan is manipulating you now. Now he's got control over you. But still, despite all this, if a person stands up, sincere tawbah, sincere istighfar, and he says, enough is enough. That enough is enough has to come into the person's life. And there have been millions of people who did that, who were living very immoral lives, morbid, filthy lives. The time came, Allah blessed them when he died, and they said, enough is enough, khalas. They obliterated all the wrongs of their past. They changed their life. They became awliya of Allah. And that is absolutely possible for all of us, despite our weaknesses, despite our wrongs, to turn over a new leaf, genuinely becoming the lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come out of the captivity of nafs and shaitan. Nafs and shaitan will prompt you to, they'll make your life a misery. Hazrat Hakim Sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to say, that, oh Mir, if I'm telling Mir Sahab, I understand that there is some lazzat, some pleasure in sin. But that pleasure is temporary and it only brings nadamat and regret. That's why the person said that it is lighter to refrain from sin than suffering the remorse and regret of falling into sin. Person has to refrain from sin. It is heavy on his heart. You had that opportunity to do haram. You had the opportunity to do a haram deal and gain profit. But you did not do that. So, that's on one hand, it was difficult for you. But this compared to indulging in the sin, then getting caught to the sin, and now you are suffering, and public people are talking about you. See what this man did. See, he's a rogue. Now, that is worse. That is heavier than this. Therefore, to refrain from the sin, that is lighter than regret and remorse after having committed the sin. Our Mashayikh Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to say, uff, kitna tariq hai gunahgar ka alam. How dark is the world of a sinner. Or, anwar se ma'mur hai abrar ka alam. The abrar, the pious people, their lives, their world is filled with noor, 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 noor. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to refrain from all sins. So I spoke tonight on the effects of sin. I found this was important for myself, for all of us. Until we don't understand the effects of guna, where it is going to lead us. This is going to push us far, further, further away. And sometimes it becomes very difficult then to come back. As I said, a person has taken the wrong train, then get off at the nearest station. The longer you take to get off, the further away you are going, and then the longer it will take you to come back. Although, yes, we have explained that you have the ability and you have the chance to make ruju ila Allah, to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But understand that the effects of sins are worse than poison. Let us not damage our heart and make our heart spiritually dead. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi used to say that sins and persisting on guna and sin, idman, use the word idman. Idman means holding on to sins. This makes the spiritual heart dead. It actually becomes dead. Now we have to revive this dead heart. And for this we require mujahada. Zikrullah is one of the things that assists in the person's heart becoming bright again and shining again. But more than that, the person has to have that himmat and courage to refrain from sins. And I said the very easy way is stay in good company. Good company, people will prompt you to do good. You stay in evil company, it will only take you towards haram. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Recite the Durood Sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allahu 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 Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم. يا الله ما لغناكم عافرما ما لخطاؤكم عافرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله we beg you my Allah please forgive us my Allah. يا الله do not make the effects of sins يا الله come onto our heart my Allah. يا الله help us to make sincere tawbah istighfar. يا الله cleanse and purify our hearts my Allah. يا الله polish our hearts my Allah. يا الله make us from the true dhakirin and shakirin because those who are obedient servants to you my Allah. Allah, I'm too kamzor here. We are weak, my Allah. Allah, we slip, we fall, my Allah. We fall into the hole of sins, my Allah. Allah, lift us from there. Pick us up, my Allah. Cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Help us to refrain from sins. Give us that himmat and that courage, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, my Allah. Never to go back to sins, my Allah. Help us to make tawbat and nasuha. Make us see the bright life, my Allah. Hayat-i qalb, give it to us, my Allah. Give us hayat and tayyiba, my Allah. Give us that pakiza zindagi, my Allah. That pure life, my Allah. The life in your pleasure, my Allah. Ya Allah, having your greatness in our heart, my Allah. Your loftiness in our heart, my Allah. Your love and muhabbat and your ishq in our heart, my Allah. Make us your true ushaq and the ushaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How long are we going to live a sin of immorality? How long are we going to live a life of filth and bihayai? Ya Allah, take us out from there now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the remaining of our life now be a life of purity, my Allah. A life that we are coming closer and closer to you, my Allah. And you must be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, if we slip, my Allah, give us tawfiq of making tawbah. Don't make us go into haram. Protect us from haram company, my Allah. Allah, we have made tawbah from all sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have taken drugs, my Allah, they have made sincere tawbah, my Allah. Give them the himmat, my Allah, not to go back to those substances, my Allah. Those who have committed zina, my Allah, give them tawfiq of making tawbah. They have made tawbah, my Allah. Don't make them slip again, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have committed different sins, my Allah. We all have committed sins, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are great sinners, my Allah. But my Allah, we have hope in your mercy, my Allah. But don't make us make israr and persist on gunas, my Allah. And just sit back and relax and just say that you are most forgiving. Allah, indeed you are most forgiving. Indeed you are most merciful, my Allah. But help us, my Allah, now to tread the path of sirat al-mustaqim with istiqamat. With taqwa, my Allah. With the noor of taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, since we committed in darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, saghair, kabair, amadan, khata'an, whatever gunas we did, make us completely maaf, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of your dhikr, sweetness of the tilawat of the Quran, the sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, ummat bahut pareshan hal hai. Especially our Muslim brothers, this is Ghazza, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you again tonight. Ya Allah, we made dua in Ramadan. Before Ramadan, Ya Allah, after Ramadan, Ya Allah, we'll continue to knock at your door, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah. This is Mubarak night, my Allah. Ya Allah, give our Muslim brothers and sisters, give them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give them happiness, my Allah. Give them victory, my Allah. Provide for them from unseen sources, my Allah. Masoom children, my Allah. They don't even have a morsel of food, my Allah. They don't have a crumb of bread, my Allah. Allah, our mothers are dying there, my Allah. Our brothers are being brutally killed, my Allah. They're being massacred, my Allah. Allah, this genocide is carrying on. Allah, the batil will speak lies and lies and lies. That is their nature, my Allah. They are brazen about their lying. They are foolish, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, our hope is only in you, my Allah. Allah, we only asking you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. We ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma'ul Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Ya Allah, the sincerity of one brother sitting here, my Allah. One sister or mother listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah. Grant them victory now.
Give them rahat and peace, my Allah. Give them rahat and peace, my Allah. Ya Allah, they were just building, rebuilding their homes just to be bulldozed by the enemy, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem. They don't even have decent tents even, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. That is the Ardul Muqaddasa, my Allah. The sacred land, my Allah. Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa, my Allah. Protect Haram Sharif, ya Allah. Makkah and Medina, Haramain, Sharifain. All our masajid in the world, my Allah. All our dini marakis, our madaris, our makatib, darul ulums, my Allah. Ya Allah, except all of us, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah. So many people are sick, my Allah. They've got different type of diseases, my Allah. Ya Allah, young and old, my Allah. Grant them shifa-e kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim. Ya Allah, give us a good maut, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maut in Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, last week we spoke about that, the sister who passed away from England, ya Allah, she passed away in Medina Sharif. Ya Allah, we spoke about people who passed away in our own country in the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, even after the Ramadan, we said, ya Allah, the brother made i'tikaf and came out of i'tikaf, and after Eid, he passed away. May Allah, today we heard a person in Makkah, he from South Africa, may Allah, he passed away in Makkah, Mukarrama. He was about to return home. Ya Allah, you gave him maut, ya Allah, in Makkah, Mukarrama. How lucky these people are, may Allah. Give us maut in Medina Sharif. Baril Jannatul Baqi. Grant us the shafaat of Rasul Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the holy kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Make our Nabi Sassam be pleased with us. Make him be happy with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Our lives are full of sins, my Allah. Sunnahs have come out of our lives, my Allah. How are we going to face him on the day of Qiyamah? Give us tawfiq now of doing good deeds, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of bringing sunnah in our lives. Ya Allah, do not make us go on the day of Qiyamah, going to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then suddenly we are chased away from there, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter into Jannat in the company of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive us, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. Ya Allah, our family members, our children, our grandchildren, our wives. Ya Allah, our relatives, my Allah. Our friends, our mashayikh, our students, my Allah. Our musallis. Ya Allah, all those who have raised their hands, my Allah. At this very moment, my Allah, protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Keep them in good company, my Allah. Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age. Allah, age is catching up with them, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life of bliss and happiness and afiyat. Bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. Allah, give us halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Pour your sustenance, my Allah. Make it be halal. Ya Allah, and make us use it in halal and correct ways, my Allah. Do not make us make israf, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mutarrina idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah, wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha. Rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi' al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allah, whoever's got a court case, ya Allah, give him victory, ya Allah. Make it be easy for him, give him afiyat. So many are languishing in prisons, ya Allah. Remove them, release them, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have got debts, my Allah. They are finding it so difficult to pay off the debts, my Allah. Give them the himmat and create the sabil for them to pay off the debts. Allah, people have got different problems. People have got depression, my Allah. Remove them from the depression, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have, my Allah, you are well aware of each person's need at this very moment. Fulfill all our needs. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما لا grant all for the ikhlas and maqbooliyat, all good works of deen, ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin sab ki dua qabool farma. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.